Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Mark Strauss is in the house. Welcome to the show, another show, and I have a great guest back on it as well. It's Omaya Marzuki. Hello, welcome back.
Hi. Hi, Mark. It's always a pleasure being here back. It's been a while, right?
It's been last year, and actually I really wanted to get you back on because, you know, a lot of things has changed. Since we spoke in 2020 September, you know, a lot of things has evolved, and we just wanted to come back on here, and obviously you with a lot of knowledge in certain areas, and wanted to share with you guys and hopefully get value and where the direction you want to take as well, which is super powerful, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And just fun fact, like when we had that podcast, I was in Tunisia and now I'm in Istanbul, and it's been quite an adventure since that time. And wow. I'd love to share more about it. And I've been missing this because since last podcast, I didn't do any. And but I like have been here with you and can like help people all around the world, because since the last podcast, a lot of people reach out to me, and I had like really glad because we had some like the voices is heard, and we can like some people like are really looking for like inspiration, looking for people like to get some advice. And of course you need to be careful from who you get the advice, but we're really glad that you're here to help.
Absolutely. And you know, that's I had a surprise face because I didn't actually realize you were in Turkey when we when you were in Tunisia.
Yes.
And then you were literally in a transition to go to, excuse me, my nose is very itchy. I'm suffering from
hay fever.
Sorry guys. But you were in transition to go to Turkey, and that's amazing. And now you're in a situation where you can actually work from home. And I really wanted to go straight into dive into that in terms of giving you guys something that we've been working on and has been really beneficial, especially for Omaya. So yeah, why don't you tell a little bit what's been going on there?
So yeah, you're right. It's been like a huge decisions to make about moving, just like that. Especially with the situation in the world, you know, we're going through a pandemic. It's not that obvious that you're just gonna like choose a country, you're just gonna move on, or like move there, and you just like settle down there and have a new environment, like new people. Everything is out of your comfort zone, language, culture, everything. But I just like, I need to do it. You know, I'm going, and I was seeing myself like really not growing where I was. Doesn't mean I love my family, I love my friends, but sometimes you need to be like somewhere else to grow, especially in your mindset. And you just need to be like somewhere where you can have like more potential, let's say, or just more freedom to do your thing, especially that we're doing online business, right? And so that gave me the chance. Since I'm here now, I think I'm here for 8 months now. And since I'm here, everything's expanding. That's crazy how like it's going super great. Online business, it's really booming. And I got into new things because I love being open. I love learning new things. And it went going like from this to that, you know, we just keep progressing because you keep always trying to learn new things, always around the people that really grow like your mindset and help you to be better, to really prove yourself as a person. So we already, I think, talked about the environment in the
Last time we spoke about in the podcast was about the mindset and our journey, where you came from, where you're at now. And I think today would be great to really dive deep into, you know, a few pointers, what you've been, what's been the most benefit in terms of being part of this online business or part of network marketing, and why people should definitely look into it. And yeah, I mean, because I've been doing it for over three years now. And of course, been up and down, you know. But what I really love about it is you get to develop yourself, and that's what we talked in the last podcast. And now, you know, being part of this community, it's just been so much more beneficial for me. And you said about the environment, you know, and that's really powerful.
Absolutely. And then just like, as I said, like how you just grow. And I mean, sometimes like I get people asking, okay, like when you talk, it is so easy, but in real life, how you really do it, how you just like step out of your, of that, like, let's say job or that situation that you really feel stuck and go into something which is full of risk. That's something we should say, because it's really gonna give up on everything, kind of stability thing, something that's really like permanent, like a salary coming to your bank account every month. And like, yeah, that creates kind of stability that we humans in nature, we love that. But then it does it like, what if that salary is the price of giving up on your dreams? Or if that salary is giving up on the things you love and your freedom, your time, and spending time with family and being, having the freedom with your time, working from whatever in the world or whatever. So that's actually, you should think about, you should stop a moment and think about it. It's like, am I gonna just get stuck there and get all this? I mean, those, like, they seduce us, you know, like, hey, this is a good salary, this is a good security, insurance, I don't know what. And people like, wow, that's what I need. This is to, but then no, they're seducing you to give up on your dreams and to give up on the things you really want to do, like something burning inside, and slowly get killed because of this stability. And that's why, and everyone here is listening to us, and he's really, you know, in this transaction, like let's say period, or he's having something like a burning desire inside of him and he's still like trying to keep it down. No, just let it go. Just let go with it. Just go with it and go that with that burning desire. Don't give up on your dreams. Take risk. Life is about taking risks. Yeah. Just go with it. Feel like, just listen to yourself and your gut inside of you. And you're gonna arrive and you're gonna do it, because I listened to that. Mark did, a lot of people did, and they arrive at the end because they believed in themselves, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
So this is like what I'm trying to say here, is that for me too, personally, I went through that and job life and like this thing, everyone did, even you, Mark, and everyone, because it doesn't come like, of course, like to invest in business or to invest in, you need to invest money and time to get money and time, right? At first, for example, for me personally, I start from zero. I started from scratch, like you said. Like really, I started with having jobs here, there, trying to like, but I had a bigger picture, I had bigger dream, like, okay, I'm gonna use this job, I'm gonna use this income to invest into my things and my business and starting for something for myself, even though on the process it wasn't that easy that I'm telling you now, because in the process there were a lot of like somewhere like some employers like, hey, I give you the position you're dreaming of, hey, I give you the responsibility, hey, I give you the salary, get, and then you get used to some kind of lifestyle of paying whatever you want because of that kind of money every month. But no, you still need to say no for all of this distraction, and you keep fighting for what you believe in. Even no one is believing in you at that point and saying, what, are you crazy? What are you trying to do? No, you just stay there. And I had that. I had even from my family and my close friend, they're like, what are you trying to tell me? Like, you're going to really like throw everything and all this good position and salary security and go start something from scratch? I'm like, yes. And just watch me, you know, just wait and watch me to do that. And I did it. And they still come back to me now. I'm like, wow, definitely now I understand. We see results. And this is even amazing, because when other people see the results in your life and they really admit it, like, wow, we really see, we really saw that from A to B, you know, from this point to this point. And that's where you really continue believing yourself and continue doing like what you're meant to do and your purpose. And so just to, all this to say for people listening, please use that temporary, let's say, things. We all started from there. We all like went through these jobs, but let those income jobs finance your dreams, or just invest into yourself later and in a bigger picture, focus on that, please, because this is what's going to last later. And you're going to really thank yourself for taking these brave decisions.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, because, you know, like you mentioned, I've also gone through jobs, that's not a wrong thing, right? In terms of it's not a bad thing, but if you have ambition and if you have a burning desire and you're wanting to do more and not satisfied, I do think you should not be satisfied. That's my opinion, because, you know, you can do more. It's just reaching the potential. We all have the potential. And if you are satisfied with your income of just a full-time job, you can do whatever you want. But I do recommend to be ambitious and use what Maya said, the income you get from full-time, to invest in other things, whether that's a business, online business, into trading or whatever that may be, that can get you return back in the long term. And there's so many different ways of doing that. Like, you know, the one of the books that I've learned to expand my mind is Rich Dad Poor Dad, explains the
always those, with me.
For those of you who can't see it, it's called Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. It's a book that's been opened my mind in terms of how to use money, as well as how to get money, and talking about the quadrant, which is, you know, from being an employee mindset to self-employed to the other side, which is business owner and owning multiple business or online franchises, and then obviously the investor at the pinnacle of it, which is the likes of Warren Buffett and other big great people around there. And it's just having that mindset as well to not just be satisfied with the job, you know. And I've always had that.
Yes.
I wish people have that drive as well. To have that drive.
Some people have it, Mark, but they really kill it. They really kill it. Sometimes that's really sad when you see people, they're having this hunger, this is like this burning desire inside of them, but they kill it with a temporary situation or just like something like they really, I don't blame them. Maybe they were in a position where they was super hard to choose, or they were like in a situation where they really needed that. Yes. But even though, I still believe you still have the choice, you know, even after years, don't give up on your dreams. You could always come back to that and do it, you know. It's an age or situation can take that from you. Exactly. And also it's like slowly after that, when you just step back, as you said, and you know how important to have things for your own, and you start finding ways, which is, as I said, jobs, to invest into that and to just slowly like build something from scratch, or even not, because as you know, for you and for me, what was so also helped us a lot is that, like, being involved into network marketing, which was a really blessing, because that helped us also get like the tools, get the mentorship.
Yes.
Like when we were like having that bit of money that we get gathered all these years, you know, from working, we just found ourselves really good, being around good people, good mentorship, that really like people, that a community that share the ideas and share the ambition, that they want, they're super hungry too, and they want to start something for themselves. Yeah. And then you find already an organization who just make it easier for you and make it like your business grow without even taking all the expenses, you know. You find it like are already there, and you just need to be like yourself. You need to want to help people. You want just the best for other people. And to be honest, that was a really blessing in my life since I've been involved in network marketing, because since I was like, even like with no career or anything, since I was little, I was always like loving helping people, you know, and seeing like my impact in other people's life, and like doing like something good in someone else's life, like will be grateful for that for years. Yeah. And you can see it in his eyes, in his attitude, in his gratitude, and that's powerful. You cannot just take it with any money with that.
I agree.
And this business gave me the chance to see that and to really like feel it, you know. This kind of feeling that of you really feel like, I don't know, this you cannot even describe,
can't describe it.
And Yeah, so you also share, like, you have also, like, you're a great leader in Europe, yes, UK. You helped a lot of people, and this is how I love about it also, that we don't stop, you know. I help you, you help other people, other people help other people, and it keeps going. And this will make the world even better, and also make a lot of people being independent, and also free in time and in financials.
Exactly, because it's
better.
it's a domino effect. And for those of you who don't know, since September I spoke to Amaya, she actually progressed in her business. And one of the really big advantages of network marketing about the business model is Amaya had no experience, guys. She had no business experience, okay? To give you perspective, if you wanted to start a business on the side hustle while you're doing your full-time job or whatever you're doing, you have to do a lot of research and, you know, finding out what you really want to do. And what really, really I've realized over the years I've been involved is just having that no experience and having someone, a mentorship or someone who's been doing it already, who's been has a lot of it, or has a bit more experience than you, can actually guide you to success.
Yeah,
and Umaya has had a really good milestone in her business, really great, and it goes to show with just an attitude of, you know, wanting to learn, wanting to be better, and with no experience but have the attitude, you can do it. And that's just, it just blows my mind, you know, where else can you do that and helping other people, right?
Yeah, and as I said, like, for us, maybe that was a way for network marketing, which is make it easier. There's a lot of other ways. We're not saying here only like network marketing, but yes, it's one of the things that make it like booming easier, and like you get already, everything is there. You have a mentor, like you have what you want, so you're gonna always gonna be there for you, like he's gonna cheer up for your success. You're gonna be always like showing and guiding, which is amazing and helps you a lot. But there's a lot of other things that you can start with, and just as I said, and this grows, you know. Yes, you can start with network marketing, then you find yourself, especially I want to also talk, Mark, about something, is that there's a lot of companies in network marketing. Yes, for example.
Yes,
what I just say is that go with your what you like, go with the product or the service that you really like, love, and you love promoting, and that comes naturally. Yeah, and you're just passionate about it. Could be like I don't know, like energy drink. It could be like, for us, for example, we have the travel, we have the trading, for example, I just discovered. Yes, that we just discovered, for example, network marketing gave me the chance to discover new area and business also.
Yes,
and gave me the chance to learn trading, and that was a whole different world, which is I'm super glad that I got introduced to, and since that also changed my life, because I've also, of course, it's good to be open to learn new things, as I said, but also like if I didn't like go, let's say, through network marketing, I would never go to find myself like trading and learning about trading and forex and market and financial things. I would never see myself there. But here's you go, like you go from one thing to another
thing.
And
yes.
Yeah, I'm just, so I keep yourself open. That's something really important. And also, as I said, go with your feeling, with the product or the service that you really can promote naturally.
Yeah,
and you find yourself, you're not working, you're just enjoying your life, being around people, like helping people, and also like using a product that you really like or you love, or a platform where you are actually learning and making like a knowledge out of it, and also making a hustle and a money and a business.
And that's why I wanted to say, I didn't know about trading before, you know, and I have to admit, when it first came introduced to our platform, because we're still expanding, right, you know, in our company and the company we're part of, and I was like, okay, they're bringing forex. Like, I don't know, I don't want to know about it. But then I realized, even within that, I have to be open-minded. I have to embrace the change, the fact that, you know, they're introducing it, and it gives us the opportunity to learn how to navigate in the financial market. And it's always smart, and I recommend people to look into that.
Yeah,
and also absolutely. You've been you've been loving it so far, and you've got great results.
Yes.
And it opened new doors, and And I think that's the really the mindset behind it. It's not just the fact that network marketing is the end, you know. No, it's opened up new doors, right?
The window to a lot of different things.
It's one of the few things, like you already mentioned, that can give you passive income, that can give you multiple streams of income. And then you can also expand into other things, right?
Yes, exactly. Like you start just like those little baby steps at first, and then you're going to find yourself, you're taking this turn slowly, and things bring another thing. And as I said, attracting, because you're going to be around, as I said, people like where they're always looking for an opportunity to grow themselves, to learn a new thing. They share, because we have also the culture of community thing that we always want to share with each other. We always want to, like, if I know something, I want to share it with Mark, yes, to make him like stay with the, like with the news and what's happening, and keep him updated, and we keep each other like that. And that's amazing, also a community culture.
And I like the collaboration. I like the fact, you know, we can definitely collab different parts of the world, and it really made my thinking bigger. Right, because now we have a community access from America. We have people in America, Australia, South America, Spain, all part of difference of Europe as well.
Yeah,
and made my world bigger. You know, before that was like still a bit small. You know, but now it's just the reach is so much bigger, and that's what I love. And we can do it from our comfort of our home with our smartphone, right?
Exactly. That's even another advantage, which is maybe now with this pandemic, everyone having the luxury of working from home. But for us, it's been like, since we're doing this business, it's been like working from home, working from airports, working from coffee shop. Just really like we have the freedom with the time and with the people that we would love to work with.
Yeah.
And that's amazing too, because now I feel like people, they've experienced like being free, because even people are having jobs now, they've been working from home, they've been around their families, and they've experienced it and they love it. And I think that'll give them a chance already, even though there's a pandemic and bad things, but this is a good thing, for example, to experience that, having like, you don't have to go like to workplace or to office, and you can be just like around people you love, exactly, or just comfortable. And that's even what we're already experiencing. Yes. So maybe that will give some people to think, you know, reflection.
Exactly. you're spot on. And also what I wanted to say, while seeing you doing it, and not, guys, if you follow Omai on Instagram, you know, she makes it work around what she also likes to do, which is, you know, activities. Obviously in Turkey it's a bit locked down, a bit restricted, but you know, you like to go to the restaurants, and you know, I like to still go to the gym, doing different, yes, type of activity that we can fit into what we already do, because you know, we're all using our smartphone, right? And if you don't, exactly, if you're not using the tool that's available for us for free in a way, then I don't know what you're doing with the smartphone. It's probably, yeah, you're just basically consuming. And there's a really one thing that one of my friends says, super powerful. You're actually being a spectator, you're spectating and watching other people play, which is us, instead of getting actually in the game of doing it, you know, using the tool, yes, using the smartphone, using laptops, using online business that's already there for us. And that's, yeah, always been my passion. People always like to watch from the outside and not playing from the inside, if that makes sense.
Boom. Yes, absolutely. And also about to get back a bit to the multiple stream of income.
Yes.
As you know now, Mark, it's like it become a necessity. It's not a choice 100%. Anymore. Because it needs to have like a multiple. You don't like really depending on one stream of, yeah, income, especially that. Like before, it wasn't that obvious, but with this pandemic again shows, yeah, us like really important to have like backup plan, or to have another stream of income that's really, even if get affected with things out of your control, you still have other things going for you. And to get to that situation is not like just by, of course, it's not simple, like just, hey, now I have multiple stream of income, I'm there, I'm here. It takes time, and it takes,
yeah, it takes really time. Yes, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, it takes a lot of commitment. That's first. It takes also a lot of research on which, like which sector you're gonna like invest, in which like things that you really wanna make your money works for you, and that you got just slowly, you know. So you go from, as we discussed the first of this episode, like you go from a job.
Yeah.
This job, just like income or salary, let's say, invest your like business, something you're gonna start with, yes. And guess what you're gonna make or you're gonna do with your first profit of your business you started. You're not gonna just go, okay, maybe you wanna spoil yourself, but not. But you just take that profit and you turn it into something else to invest into another business.
Exactly. Something that you do something back. Yeah.
And slowly you find yourself getting like, so just maybe at first you don't really like let's say you earn good first, but then you don't like, I mean, the good mindset, right? It's not just to go spend what you earned. Make investment as a priority. You don't put it like, hey, let me just now spend and invest. I would just put it into investment. No, you should think the way around. Yeah. You should start investing, and what's really left it, you can just spend it for yourself for like a month, because later you're gonna have profit, all the profits from all the businesses you just invest into. You're gonna get like earning that, and you're gonna spend it the way you want, because there's gonna have money works for you, and you have assets which is gonna be working for you, and you can have free slowly. You're gonna have freedom with your time, being with your family, being on holiday.
So powerful. Because you know what you're basically talking is having a long-term mindset. But what I would also add is, for example, you get that income, the full-time job. Okay, you spend a little bit on yourself, which is fine. But I would also recommend then investing in whether it's a business or something else. But then also what I've learned is investing in yourself, whether it's a book, and investing in yourself could be investing in an online business. Could be investing in another business, or definitely courses or access to people that are having what you want. And I see that not happening a lot. You know, they're investing in pleasures. They're investing in.
Yeah.
There's two types of different investment, right? You either invest in yourself, in the business or something else, or you invest in pleasure, in partying, in something that.
I mean, you still can like have life. You can go enjoy yourself. Yes. But then, I mean, in a long term or just a big picture, just know that you're gonna like invest and just hustle for your 20s, and on 40s you're gonna retire. You know, this kind of mindset, or 30 you're gonna retire.
So wow.
This kind of mindset on the long term is really this, at least what I'm dealing with.
Oh, and you know what? To just kind of close it off, that mindset should be a lot. That's what I should have done in my early 20s. But you know, I'm grateful for where I'm at now and in my past. But
I know we didn't miss anything.
But for you, having that mindset is so refreshing, and that's why I like people like you in your early 20s having that mindset already. You know where you're going. That's it. The direction is there, and I highly recommend for people to have that mindset. Definitely.
For me, I didn't like. I had that through, as I said, research and being around the right people, let's say, what I want. Yeah. So that's why I'm trying to be there for other people, like I had myself, like those people that I want to be for others. And I want to really like help as much as I can to mentor people and then show them like it's really possible, even with your early age. And it's really just focus on the right things, be with a good environment, and believe in yourself, and you're already there.
Wow, powerful. So just to wrap it up, focus, you know, make sure you invest in things that can get you back. Invest in yourself. Once you've got that little bit of money from the full-time job, invest in things and read the book Rich Dad Poor Dad, and get in touch with Umaya. It's one of the things I recommend for you to do. And any closing words that you'd like to say to the audience?
So I want to first thank you for having me again.
Pleasure.
And I'm really, like as I said, always a pleasure being talking and sharing, because I love sharing. And as you said, anybody just listen to this podcast or the first one, just reach out to me. Let's have a conversation. They're just like, as you said, just we have talk and always we get something to win from a conversation, you know, constructive conversation. And I'm looking forward, like, of course, to grow more on the business. I'm super excited for what's coming because it's really booming.
Yeah.
And I'll look forward also to see you soon after this lockdown and big mess in the world. And yeah, and I'll keep you updated on my Instagram so you can follow me. I'm also working on something new.
Amazing.
So I'll share more on it on Instagram.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time. And guys, hope you got a lot of value from this. We've gone from last time, September, to really more that direction of hopefully you get some tangible. And if you do have any questions or if you want to reach out, have a chat, just reach out to us. Thank you so much, guys. Thanks for listening.